89.3 Nigeria Info. Pleasant morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's Wednesday here, 24th of April, 2024. And we'll bid you welcome to the second part of Daily Today here, Nigeria Info. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Yes, you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's know what you think about these stories. And we'll take one or two of your comments from Facebook and on YouTube. X is not left out as well, at Nigeria Info FM on X. That's Twitter. Let's start with the Punch newspaper, page 2 of the Punch. EFCC may prosecute 300 Forex racketeers.
I think the EFCC chairman is under, excuse me, some kind of pressure. That's the feeling I got from his press conference, or whatever you would call it, yesterday. But what he said is quite revealing. We'll get to that, because when we get to the Yaya Bello end, we'll be able to talk a bit more on that. But his interaction with editors yesterday produced some revealing issues, and I'd like to give an indication, or you know, go through some of them. The Punch reports that Olukayode says that they may prosecute 300 forex racketeers. I don't like the word "may." Is it that the person who put that word doesn't understand English, or that's what it means? Because what it means is you're going to let off some. And I believe that for everybody who commits a crime that you get to know, that person must be reined in to have his day in court. So I don't like that word "may." But it says that it revealed that the accounts were frozen following the court order on Monday. Listen to this. Let me shock you. He disclosed that one of the accounts traded over $15 billion in the past year. $15 billion in the past year. It says that recently the federal government, through NCC, blocked the online platforms of Binance and other crypto firms to avert what is considered continuous manipulation of the forex market and illicit movement of funds. It also detained 2 senior executives of Binance and so on and so forth. And the EFCC had to go after some Burundian exchange operators in the dollar wholesale zone market. And we are all witnesses to the lower rates we were able to achieve in a short period, though it's been on the rise again. But it says that the websites of Binance, Coinbase, and Kraken have been inaccessible in the country, but that crypto traders now use alternatives like Bybit, Bitget, KuCoin, and Kongola, and messaging platforms like Telegram, which comes with an in-app wallet to make transactions. But highlighting the measures being taken to protect the Naira and stimulate the economy, Olukade explained that the frozen accounts were frozen to ensure the foreign exchange market and protect the economy. He says, we observe due process in whatever we do. Do you know that Binance case we are currently handling now has helped us to bring some madness, to bring down the madness in the foreign, in the forex market? So discover that people in the system who are even doing worse than Binance, they call them P2P and all of that. Sheriff, have you heard of this?
Peer-to-peer.
We know, pay-to-pay.
Peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer. Mm. But the entity has P2P and all of that. How do you know, Sheriff? We noticed in the last 2 days that dollars have started appreciating. There was stability for 24 hours and the Naira was devalued again. Anyway, he gave a breakdown of all these things. You can read the Punch for full details. But he says there's over 300 accounts in illicit forex trading that would have led to another crash in the next 1 year if he didn't move yesterday. Yesterday would then have been Monday. Today's Wednesday.
That's right.
Yes. He also talked about illegal miners. I was highly disappointed with what Olukayode said in the case of Yaya Bello. He said that, I called Yaya Bello as a serving governor to come to my office to clear himself. I shouldn't have done that. So why did you do it? So you precipitated the crisis by doing what you shouldn't have done. You should have followed procedure. I'm sure he will learn his lesson in this. You should have followed procedure. Once you leave a door open,
yeah.
And he says that... He said Yaya Bello to claim himself, I shouldn't have done that, but he said as a certain that a certain senator had planted over 100 journalists in my office and that he would not come. Abba. Well, look at it. When you're in this kind of position, you don't give suggestions or orders that will be turned down unless you have a viable alternative. What is the English word for tembelu? He has tembeluted the office.
No, don't use that. It almost sounded like a proper English.
He's chairman of the FCC. If you know, I don't believe in doing things in vain, huffing and puffing and not blowing the house down. You know what is called power, Sheriff? It's perception. And you need to use it carefully. He even told him that, I told him he would be allowed to use my private gates to give him cover. Why should you do that? It's made you an accomplice. Why should you give him cover? What is so big about him that they can't come through the reception? Somebody should call me and tell me why. That you even gave him cover. But he said, my men, you see, he now insulted him. He said, no, let your men come to my village. Shoton. Not even to his office. Let them come to my village. And so on and so forth. It is a shame, Mr. Lukayode, that as we speak, you can't get
Yaya Bello
in with the DSS and the police. Technically, it's not even technically. In reality, he's a wanted man.
Yes, he is. He's been declared wanted.
And at that briefing, you should have been able to tell us if he's left the country by private jet or whatever. Mm-hmm. It means that you are not effective. Tembelu the office.
Oh no.
Go and find out what Tembelu.
But what I want to know is,
yes,
when a man is declared wanted by the EFCC,
yes,
what is the role of the police and the State Security Service?
I think I can answer that for you. Common sense tells me that file will be passed to them.
Yeah?
Yes. If a man is declared wanted by any of the forces, that's why they're supposed to work in collaboration. There will be a central clearinghouse and signals will be sent to all, to the DSS, to the NIA, to the immigration, to the customs.
That's right.
There should be posters. By now, look how they should have had adverts in the papers. There should have been jingles on the radio, especially the native radio, the Yoruba radio. You've smoked him out. You smoke him out. One of the smokeouts I've ever seen that has thrilled me way back in the day was what the Americans did to Noriega. Because of certain rules that they couldn't fish him out, they moved in massive speakers to where he was staying and were blowing rock music 24/7. Wow. He ran out of the place. It is because, and I will tell you what the Lukayode's problem is. It's the problem any sensible person will have when you are given appointment by politicians. Those who gave you the appointment, if you are not careful, will mess you up. Mm. Yes. If I'm going to be appointed chairman of EFCC, the first thing I will do is to study those who gave me that appointment to see their resolve and their attitude to crime. Yes. When you're a full-grown adult, you're given that. Don't jump at every appointment. Hey, yes, sir, yes. Sir. No. You look and say, huh. What is the real attitude of these people to crime? What is their disposition? Are their hands too in the cookie jar? Is it possible? You answer these critical questions, the people you are going to work with. Or else your name will get spoiled completely. But wait a minute. And he said that we would have gone after him since January, but we waited for the court order. As early as 7 a.m., I mean, he gave the whole story, how he changed the narrative. He then said he said something that is a character flaw that shows that this man is not as strong as he should be. In his position, I would never say what he said here. He said, if I can do ex-Anambra governor, Obiano, ex-Kwara governor, Ahmed, Chief Olu Agunloye, my kinsman. You don't talk like that in that position. You've personalized it. If I can do my kinsman, who can't I do? Who is stopping you? For me, it's a bit of a crack. if I were to do an analysis on the man, that shows a bit of Ghana. And then he says, why not Yaya Bello? Have you personalized it? No, get the job done. The man is wanted, whatever it takes, go after him.
Could that be him stating his resolve to see the
it's,
case?
He has personalized it. If you say, if I did Obiano, who is an Igbo man, and I did Alfu Fatai Ahmad, I don't know whether they are northern or sister one is something, but and oh, if I also could do Agunloye, my kinsman, why not Yaya Bello? It's not a good mindset for that job. That's my view. Okay, and part of what you said Bello did was that he wired $720,000.
That's right.
From the state coffers through a Bureau de Change operator, which you claimed he used to pay his son's school fees.
In advance.
Nigerians, especially you young people that support these politicians, I hope you can see. Because he also has his own internet warriors out there. Mm-hmm. I hope you can see. Mm-hmm. It's $720,000 of government funds to pay only his own son's school fees. Yet he didn't pay salaries. So let's dwell on this too much. The story is on the punch, so we don't waste valuable time. There are other stories that we have here.
Indeed. Let's go to the Metro page of the punch and take a look at the series of stories there.
There's not much. Rivers Vigilante Commander, three others arrested for armed robbery. Lautech student seeks justice. Village displaced as rainstorm wreaks havoc. I hope you are watching what's going on in the world. I hope you saw videos of the storm in France. So if you've had in Dubai in France, six hours journey down the line is Africa and is Nigeria. So we really need to get ourselves ready. And we've been warned, so don't let's be caught unawares. High Commission to sanction workers barring Nigerians from Indian school. The Indian High Commission has vowed to sanction the workers of the Indian language school in Lukweju, who refused the Punch correspondent access to the school facility for inquiries. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Do not say you did not know. Lagos traffic cameras detected 850,000 violations. Do not say you didn't know. The cameras are at work now. Okay, the Commissioner for Transport has disclosed that the use of automatic number plate recognition cameras helped traffic officers record over 850,000 violations. So you need to be careful when you're going on the BRT lane, jumping at the traffic lights and so on and so forth. You need to be extremely careful. So there's not much in the news but crime. Hmm. Everybody is stealing left, right and center.
How does that make you feel, though?
I'm in a country of theft. You know,
I'm sure you heard Olukoyede also spoke about Hadi Sirika, the Nigeria.
How many would you read? Yeah. You want to upset yourself this early morning? $720,000 of government money to pay
school fees.
Let me say it in local language, school fees. To pay the school fees of one child. And he paid in advance.
Paid in advance, yes. Yeah, in case they catch
God,
me. Oh.
God is a very patient God. God is a very patient God. I'm telling you. But there must be something in the diet of Kogi State.
Must be something. How do you mean?
Some of their citizens that are visible make some of us nervous in the things that they do. They have one or two visible gentlemen. You know, and their presence can make you nervous.
How? Ayabire does not make me nervous.
I cannot. If it doesn't make you nervous, it must be a very strong man.
Is it because it's
There are two citizens of Kogi State, two renowned citizens of that state that make me nervous. You know, they just make me nervous.
Who are they? Ayabello and who again?
I didn't say Ayabello.
I'm just saying now.
No, I didn't say it was
who Ayabello. Is the second person?
No, I don't know. but I wouldn't be sitting next to them in a plane or something like that. I'd be very nervous. Let me just say that these two gentlemen are highly unpredictable. They're highly unpredictable.
But isn't that how most politicians are?
No, these two are special. No, not some, no. These two are special.
But
there must be something in the diet of cooking.
Okay, wait. Bring the paper.
they make me nervous. Okay. I mean, so the kind of nervousness I would feel.
Yeah.
If I was taking somebody to the hospital on the mainland, you'd be very careful. You understand? Mm-hmm. If they say, Jimmy, please help us drop this person. Don't worry. We've handcuffed him hand and leg. For as long as breeze enters the car, he's not going to be sad.
Let's go to page 7 of the punch. Yoruba Nation, Afeniferi slams Akintoye Igboho.
You know, I feel so much for Sunday Igboho. I feel so much for him because there's no doubt about the fact that, you know, he has a limited education.
Hmm.
But I wonder if he actually has been tutored and been told, you know, the responsibility that has been put on his shoulders to, like he wants to do, lead his people out of Nigeria. The Yoruba people. I wonder if he knows. I will still beg of him to visit the likes of Afe Babalola, Chief Afe Babalola, with due respect, SAN, to visit the likes of General Akinrin Ade, who I'm hoping, because of their various experience, will be able to tell him some home truths. Yes. In the case of Professor Akintoye, being a professor, I am assuming that he probably has an idea of what he is up to. Because surely, if you want to declare self-independence or whatever, there are serious legal and social guidelines to be followed.
That's right.
The most important being that getting the backing, getting the major, is not to come and announce that, we have 32 million signatures. That's not how it's done. You need a proper referendum. You need to be sure that your people want to be led. And I am sure that some of those who are involved in these things are there for other reasons than being led. I'm sure that even if they opened the door and said, okay, go, they will be most unhappy.
Hmm.
I'm hoping that it is not a commercial enterprise. I plead with Chief, as a chief now, Sunday Igboho. Noble as you think your intentions are, to get proper advice on these things. Because he's the one I'm worried for. Whether you like it or not, I'm not being insulting, I'm just telling the truth, that he has a limited, because when I hear him speak, I wonder if he knows the implication of what he's saying or what he wants to do and the modus operandi as to how this should be done. And the timing is even bad. We had that comic exercise that took place in Oyo State, not up to 2 weeks. You're writing a letter to the president that led. Because what you have done is dangerous. There could be the security forces could believe that maybe there is a tie-in. You see, the timing itself. That's why, and like the Afeniferi said, they said that, first, on the reasons adduced for the request to exit Nigeria, which was on the basis of perceived marginalization that Yorubas are suffering in Nigeria, there is no doubt that a lot of Yoruba people can be better than where they are presently. But whatever deprivation Yoruba may be experiencing today in the Nigerian nation is not due mainly to the fact that they are Yoruba people. And I said that most problems of national in this country is localized. The main Yoruba problem, as far as I'm concerned, is local leadership. It's not from the center, from governors to their traditional rulers to, you know, some of them, not all, from local governance all the way up to states, traditional and whatever, there have been serious system collapse in those areas. Especially again, if in the traditional circle, you want to leave Yoruba Nation with Rolls-Royce driving leaders. If there wasn't for federal balance, what would the plight have been? The rate at which their states have been plundered. If you didn't have federal allocation, where would anybody have been in this country? But for federal allocation. You understand? A lot of them are living in the days of Awolowo. Those days are gone. Today, the Yoruba leaders that you have, the leaders that you even have, local leaders across the country, have done their people in. They have used their people as a stepping stone to wealth. I mean, on the same day that you are reading where a governor took, how much was it? $700,000+ to pay his son's school fees. You think that has happened only in Kogi? Haven't you seen how some of our Yoruba leaders have been treating their own children? So let's call a spade a spade. Our problems, to the best of my knowledge, are localized. They're localized. And the exercise, what you need to achieve before you can even get self-independence, man, it will take time, it will take lives, only God knows. In fact, the fight might just be perpetual. I believe that regions should begin to focus on development. And this man has this. The man in the east, what's his name now? The governor of Abia.
Alex Oti.
Told my friends who are Igbo, go and develop your area. Leave the politics of that. You can develop by yourselves, and that's what you'll be focusing on.
Every state.
And luckily, the land has some homogeneity amongst the states. You have Odua, you have Odua. Concentrate on developing your states. Instead of a fight that, as far as I'm concerned, some people are, that didn't mean all, but a lot of some people are doing it for commercial gain. And so I believe that the fair response, I believe, is appropriate. That's my view.
Okay. Let's go take a look at the editorial here in the Punch newspaper. Egbetokun mistaken on state police.
the punch are pulling no punches, and they believe that Egbetokun was mistaken. A header or two said the same thing, the former IG. And the point insists that Tinubu must complete the process of establishing state police. They advise that to prevent abuse, state legislators should make laws that exclude state police from overbearing influence of the governors. That is impossible. The houses of assemblies are under the governor's supervision. Mm. The governor is the real speaker. Mm. He dictates what he wants.
The governor is the real speaker.
Yes, the real speaker. So you can't do anything about that now in this current circumstance. And they say these include the competitive appointments of state police chiefs and regular payment of salaries. The governor will appoint the state police chiefs. Forget that. They will appoint it. No way. Unfortunately, the federal police cannot be absolved of human rights violations. Well, yes. Regular reports of unlawful arrest, harassment, and torture highlight the malaise. I agree. On many occasions, these officers have been fingered for excesses. The abuse by police officers under SARS sparked the riot. We know that. The misuse of federal police power is systemic. So we will now have a double whammy. Misuse of federal police power, and we now also have misuse of state police power. Heaven help us all. The punch argues that 2/3 of the 371,000 corps are illegally deployed as escorts to VIPs. The inspector general, he huffed and puffed. He couldn't blow the house down. Some have 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 escorts. I saw a video. I called the attention of the first PRO. I called his attention by Twitter. One man in the east, what's his name now? I don't know his name, some of these people. The escorts that he had was overwhelming. You would have thought that he had a whole battalion behind him. I called his attention. I didn't get a reply. Okay. And they said that 2/3 of the 371,000 corps are illegally deployed as escort to VIPs. This gives bandits, kidnappers, and criminals the leeway to run roughshod on Nigerians without any resistance. But they then argued that state policing is not new. In the First Republic, regional police forces were in operation. But what happened? What happened? What we are complaining about now? Okay. The Southwest states have shown that it is possible to run an efficient state police system through their management of Amotekun. Is that true, Sheriff?
I'm not sure that's true.
Not sure that's true. Mm-hmm. But they say Nigeria is under siege. Tinubu and state governors must fast-track state policing. We should have a debate about that maybe next week.
Yeah?
Yes. Maybe the government itself should have a referendum because it's so vital. You can't leave it to just a group of individuals. Maybe we should learn to have
a referendum.
Referendum on issues that are very crucial. Just like the UK had a referendum on whether they should stay or leave the EU. We can't leave this decision to those in power. Let's hear how the people feel. But they will leak that one too.
So what will we now do? Or what are we going to do?
I don't know. They will leak it. The government will rally around people. It was called 98%. Have you forgotten in this country, there were more votes in one in particular election than voters? Why do I feel that Nigeria is such a lost country? And it pains me. It pains me. I shouldn't be feeling this way.
You know, I was going to ask you, that was the question I was asking earlier.
Yes.
And then my follow-up question at the time would have been that, do you see a way back when
no,
we're talking about
no.
corruption, it, leaders,
no.
and all
no,
those
corruption
things.
Is embedded in us. We only fight it when our own people are not involved. Corruption is embedded in us. And a lot of our people don't have courage. They don't have courage. They're always complicit. Religious leaders, name it. Is the EFCC not? Are they not? Do you not have corrupt elements there? You will have. The police, you know. So who's going to bail the cat?
Huh? All right, we have to go. We must go now. But today is the Ebomi.
Yeah, and today is that one.
Okay, and that one too. All right. Lagos, join Jimidisi again at 9 for the Ebomi. But for now, it's time to join Kofi Bartels on the remaining part of the Morning Crossfire. Thank you for tuning in on Dailies Today for today. Good morning to you.
Is your heart racing because your MTN line is blocked?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's